Photo trolling with love, White House gives epic Valentine's Day warning to illegal migrants. By Amy Furr on February 14, 2025. The White House on Friday offered a sweet yet salty Valentine's Day warning to people thinking about crossing the United States border illegally. The post said Happy Valentine's Day along with a poem. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Come here illegally. And we'll deport you. The Valentine featured images of President Donald Trump and border czar Tom Homan. Social media users shared their thoughts on the warning. One person writing, "When we have the White House X account posting stuff like this, you know America is back. A level of trolling that even I admire." Someone else replied, while another user said, "Trolling with love. I love it." As Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers target illegal migrants across the nation. A recent CBS News poll of U.S. adults found that 53% approve of the job Trump is doing and 59% approve of his deportation of illegals, per Breitbart News. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said ICE deported 7,300 illegal migrants during Trump's first week back in office. Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported on January 28. Most of the deported migrants were criminals guilty of, or facing charges of, robbery, rape, assault, domestic violence, drunk driving, and reckless driving. Trump, however, wants to raise the pace to 1,200 to 1,500 deportations each day. That would bring the total annual deportation up to roughly 500,000 migrants. Many additional illegals may self-deport because of police pressure and because employers are reluctant to risk workplace raids. The exiting migrants may carry skills and experiences from the United States to the economies of their home countries. During a recent interview, Homan expressed dissatisfaction with the number of arrests made by ICE, according to Breitbart News. "If you look at the rest of Interior Enforcement, it's about three times higher than it was a year ago today. Three times higher is good, but I'm not satisfied. There are more criminal aliens that need to be arrested, hundreds of thousands," Homan said. "Sanctuary cities are putting roadblocks up. We've got leaks. So we need to increase the arrests of illegal aliens, especially those with criminal convictions. So we're going to continue," he added.